So the faithful old wise man went into the hall where the thieves were working with all their might at their empty looms. "What can be the meaning of this?" thought the old man, opening his eyes very wide. "I cannot find the least bit of thread on the looms." However, he did not say his thoughts aloud. The thieves asked him very kindly to be so good as to come nearer their looms. Then they asked him whether the cloth pleased him. They asked whether the colors were not very beautiful. All the time they were pointing to the empty frames. The poor old wise man looked and looked. He could not see anything on the looms for a very good reason. There was nothing there. "What?" thought he again. "Is it possible that I am a fool? I have never thought so myself. No one must know it now if I am so. Can it be that I am unfit for my job? No, the emperor must not know that either. I will never tell that I could not see the stuff." "Well, sir," said one of the weavers, still pretending to work, "you do not say whether the cloth pleases you." "Oh, it is excellent," replied the old wise man, looking at the loom through his spectacles. "This pattern and the colors, yes, I will tell the emperor without delay how very beautiful I think them." "We shall be much obliged to you," said the thieves. Then they named the many colors and described the pattern of the pretended stuff. The old wise man listened with care to their words so he might repeat them to the emperor. The thieves asked for more silk and gold, saying that it was necessary to complete what they had begun. Once again, they put all that was given them into their knapsacks. They went on working with as much effort as before at their empty looms.